The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Minutes to 6 o'clock. Jimmy Williams filling in for Pete Vlahos tonight. It's been a pleasure to have your company on SENWA. Well, wrestling was front and centre here at Optus Stadium only about 8 weeks ago, I reckon, when we had the Elimination Chamber in Perth. But their biggest event on the calendar is WrestleMania, and the producer and anchor of our driver's seat show that you can hear here on SEN, he's an absolute wrestling buff. He got the chance to interview Triple H when he was here in Perth, and he was geeking out. I've never seen a man that happy. I've never seen a bloke as happy as Nimz Azur was when he was interviewing Triple H, one of the greats of the WWE. And I'm pleased to say I've got Nimz on the line right now to recap WrestleMania. Nimz, thanks for your time.
Jimmy, I'll tell you what, mate. It's been quite a high for wrestling fans for the past 24 hours. And just when we thought that we couldn't get any higher after Elimination Chamber at Optus Stadium back in February, they somehow raised the bar again for WrestleMania in Philadelphia.
1,316 days, a streak that was broken today, and that has been one of the talking points from WrestleMania 40.
Yeah, so Cody Rhodes defeated Roman Reigns, ending his 1,300-plus days, as you mentioned. And what made this even bigger was the fact that at WrestleMania 39 last year, Cody came agonizingly short. And the best way that I could describe this to anyone that doesn't watch wrestling, if you're a West Coast Eagles fan, the 2005 grand final was probably pretty heartbreaking, which made the 06 grand final even better. That's exactly what WrestleMania 40 was for anyone out there that's a wrestling fan, because they delivered all the straps. So basically what happened was, WrestleMania is now two nights, because for the past decade or so, it's been a huge event. And thankfully, what they've done is split it into two, because I went to WrestleMania 33 in Florida back in 2017, and the show goes for about 7 hours. It's a very, very long day at the office. So to split up both nights makes it pretty good. So what happened night one, which you might have seen on your social media, if anyone that doesn't watch wrestling knows a wrestling fan, you would have seen for the past 2 days, we've been pretty preoccupied. Night one was the return of The Rock teaming up with his cousin, Roman Reigns, who's the WWE champion, taking on Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins. Now, the stipulation was that if The Rock and Roman Reigns won, the main event of WrestleMania would be Bloodline Rules, which means anything goes. That's why we saw so much chaos happen in the main event of WrestleMania today.
Just having a look here, for those that don't follow it as closely as you, Nimz, the fact that we got to see The Rock and The Undertaker, and we saw John Cena come out and put a couple of people with the FU through the tables, it feels like this event didn't have much missing from it.
Absolutely not. In fact, maybe a lot of wrestling fans were slightly disappointed because Stone Cold Steve Austin would have just made it the icing on the cake. But look, we'll take what we can get. And I don't think anyone could fault the Undertaker there. But like you said, yeah, we had, and the best part too is, like, this Bloodline storyline has been going on for years. It has literally been like a 4-year reign by Roman Reigns. And so what happened was, we saw in the match, because it's anything goes, Jimmy Uso, who is Roman Reigns' cousin, came out to interfere, but his brother Jay, his twin brother, came out and speared him off the stage. So then another one of the Bloodline's henchmen, Solo Sikoa, came out to help Roman. Couldn't get the job done because John Cena is the man that stopped him. John Cena has feuded with Solo Sikoa. In fact, that was John Cena's last match in the WWE last November.
Wow.
So there was just so many different layers upon layers. And one of John Cena's greatest WrestleMania rivals is, of course, The Rock, which is what brought him out to try and stop Cena. It was just layers upon layers. So it was just a great effort. And yeah, this was just one of those things. Wrestling is just so hot at the moment, which is why we see it at Optus Stadium, which is why we see, you know, so many people just somehow watching wrestling again.
And there are so many Australians currently doing it in the big time. How did they all go during the event?
Yeah, actually really well. So Rhea Ripley, you would have seen her at the main event at the Elimination Chamber Perth at Optus Stadium in February, successfully defend her title. She took on Becky Lynch and defended her title successfully. Becky Lynch is the one that won the Elimination Chamber match at Optus Stadium to have the right to face Rhea Ripley for the World Championship at WrestleMania. So Rhea has really cemented herself as one of the greats. She's gone through almost every single high-profile female WWE superstar you can think of at the moment. She's really cemented her legacy, and which is insane when you consider that this is a girl that grew up in Adelaide, South Australia, and had a dream to become a pro wrestler and just did it in front of 70,000 people on night one of WrestleMania 24 hours ago. So that was pretty cool. Also, we had Grayson Waller, who's a Sydney guy. He used to wrestle for Pro Wrestling Australia, which is a Sydney-based promotion. He's also wrestled for Melbourne City Wrestling and EPW, which is another local promotion that's based in Perth. So he's done the rounds across Australia, made it to the WWE, and he's walked out of WrestleMania as one half of the tag team champions in a six-pack ladder match. So he really did it the hard way. So to say that a lot of Aussies were flying the flag, yeah, I think it's a bit of an understatement that we're punching well above our weight when it comes to wrestlers.
Just finally, before I let you go, Nims, what's the big next event that's coming up? What's this all set up for next in the WWE?
So coming up next, we are going to be seeing the WWE heading overseas once again. Backlash is the next premium live event. That is going to be held in Paris. It's all part of this big global expansion where the WWE actually doesn't go back to the States for a big event till SummerSlam in August, which is going to be in Cleveland. After this, like I said, after WrestleMania, it's Backlash in Paris. Then they've got Money in the Bank in Canada. Wow. Then they're going to London as well. There's a pay-per-view in Berlin. So there's plenty happening on the card. And the best way to do it is to get Foxtel, find someone that's got a binge
account
or something, and stay up to date.
Nims, really appreciate your time this evening.
Not a problem. And just a quick shout out to anyone that's a motorsport fan, keep it locked to SENWA because the driver's seat is back every single Wednesday and Sunday morning for the replay for all your motorsport needs.
We'll be listening. Thanks, Nims.
No worries, Jimmy.